ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion.
Out of the oven.
Of course. Oh, Aggie, did Mother tell you about Mrs. Jackson, the president of the women's club?
Aye, she's down with flu, but don't worry, we've a week and a half before the fete.
Oh, but there's so much to organize.
Oh, never mind. Your mother telephoned to say the deputy's coming over for tea. It's Mrs. Jackson's brother-in-law.
Not crabby old Harry Jackson. He's the meanest man in the neighborhood.
Is someone calling me?
No, dear, I said a man.
Hello, kids. Hello, Aggie.
Hi,
Mother.
Brian.
Mother, why do they have to pick Harry Jackson?
Who, dear? You said Mrs. Jackson's brother-in-law was going to deputize.
No, I said her brother, Patrick Barr.
Not the Patrick Barr.
That's right. Oh, all the women are crazy about him, and you can't blame us.
He's a great actor.
Yes, and he's very handsome, I'm sorry to say.
And why should you be sorry?
Aggie, evidently you don't know how jealous my husband is.
Since when has Pop been jealous?
Since the day I first met him. If I as much as looked at another man, the green-eyed monster reared his ugly head.
I thought Mr. Lion's eyes were blue.
They are, but believe me, they get very green.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. I'll never forget what he did at Bob Hope's party in Hollywood.
What happened?
Well, Van Johnson kept dancing with me, and your father sat in the corner getting madder and madder. Finally, he jumped up, tapped Van on the shoulder, and said he was cutting in whether he liked it or not.
Oh, how terrible! What did you say?
Well, I didn't want to start an argument, so I let them dance together.
Ma, you didn't.
Well, I had to do something to teach him a lesson.
Why, hello, Skeeter, my boy.
Oh, dear. He'll be furious when he hears Patrick Barr coming for tea.
Well, if you need help, just holler.
I will. Well, I may as well go in and break the news.
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
Hello, dear.
Oh, look, Skeeter's kissing me on the nose.
Well, don't I get a kiss?
Of course. Skeeter, kiss your mother.
Thank you, Skeeter, dear.
Oh, here.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Ben. Guess who's organizing the fete?
Who?
Patrick Barr.
Oh, he's a darn fine artist.
Yes, and very handsome. But you have nothing to worry about.
Well, why should I worry? I never play his kind of parts.
No, I mean, Mr. Barr and I will be organizing everything together. After all, I'm the vice president of the club, and,
Yes?
Well, I just wanted you to know that charming, handsome men don't interest me. That's why I married you.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, dear, what I mean is, I'd have married you anyway, even if you hadn't been handsome and charming.
Well, I know what you mean, honey, and I've always been grateful that you proposed to me.
Now, stop that. I'm trying to be serious. I thought it was only fair to tell you that Mr. Barr was helping me, and you didn't have to worry.
Well, I think you're very lucky to get him. Why should I worry?
Because he's one of the best-looking men in London, and he's coming to have tea with me.
No fooling.
Of course not, dear. It'll be strictly business.
Well, naturally.
In fact, you can be in here all the time.
Well, I'd love to, honey, but I have a very important script to read. I'll have my tea in the den.
You don't know what you're missing, Daddy. Look at this.
Barbara, is that chocolate cake?
Well, it didn't get this color from the sun.
It's got nuts on top, too. That's my favorite kind. It's
evidently Patrick Barr's favorite kind, too.
It is, huh?
Yes. He had tea at Mrs. Hemingway's last week, and she said he practically ate a whole chocolate cake.
She did, eh?
Yes. I think she has a little crush on him.
Oh, she admits it. She said he's so fascinating, women can't help falling in love with him.
Mrs. Hemingway said that?
Now, darling, I told you, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, after what I've just heard, I think I have. You and Patrick Barr will be having tea in here all by yourselves, and if I'm not here, he might,
Yes, dear?
Honey, it isn't that I don't trust you, but I want you to promise me one thing.
Of course, darling. What is it?
Save me a piece of that chocolate cake.
course. I'll save it.
Well, I'd better get to work on the script.
You mean you're not even going to meet Mr. Barr?
Oh, of course. Give me a shout when you finish your conference.
Oh, your poor father.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's sulking like a child. He's so jealous.
He is?
Yes. I just hope he doesn't make a scene when Mr. Barr gets here.
Patrick Barr. I'll get it.
Good evening. Is this the Lion House?
Yes, and it's feeding time. Come in and have some tea.
Thank you. You must be Barbara.
That's right. How did you guess?
Well, it was a little difficult at first. You're even prettier than they said you were.
Oh, Mr. Barr.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Lyon. I'm sorry I'm a bit late.
Oh, it doesn't matter a bit. We're thrilled to have you here.
Oh, yes. You're our favorite artist. In fact, you're everybody's favorite.
Oh, I'm not. I am?
You certainly are.
Well, you two better look out or you'll turn my head.
Oh, I'm sure it would look just as nice whichever way you turned it.
I think we'd better change the subject before you say something that isn't true.
Then how about sitting down and having a cup of tea?
Wonderful idea. A chocolate cake with nuts.
Help yourself.
If you think that's going to stop me from taking a big slice, you're using the wrong technique.
Good for you. I'll ask Aggie to bring the tea in.
Aggie's already brought it.
Well, that's what I call organization.
Oh, and Mr. Barr, this is our Aggie.
Nice to meet you, Aggie.
And I'm thrilled to meet you. You've always been my biggest fan.
You keep on making sandwiches and cake like this, and I'll continue to be.
Aggie was in charge of all the catering at the fete last year.
And I can't think of anyone better we could get for this year.
Mr. Barr, what a coincidence. You're the second person who said that.
Really? Who was the first?
Me.
Then it's settled, right, Aggie?
All right, sir. And I'll be in the kitchen if you want another pot of tea.
Well, now, what's been organized for the fete so far?
We have 14 stalls.
Sideshows?
No, we haven't arranged any yet.
Milk and sugar, Mr. Barr.
Yes, please, Barbara. I wish you'd call me Patrick.
All right.
Did you have a fortune teller booth last year?
No, we did. That's a fabulous idea.
Well, we'll need a lot more than that. Any thoughts on the subject, Mrs. Lyon?
Well, yes, I have a wonderful suggestion, but I'd rather not make it.
Why not? What is it?
Well, no, I'd rather not tell you. You'd only blame me for making a stupid suggestion.
Look, if you've got a stupid suggestion to make, go ahead and make it.
All right. How about a kissing booth?
A what?
Oh, yes. We had one last year. The idea is that a lady sells kisses to gentlemen for 5 shillings apiece.
This I like. Who was in charge of the kissing stall last year?
Aunt Florrie.
And she said she'd love to do it again. Barbara, what do you think?
All right, Mother, but this time somebody should tell her that the men are supposed to pay her.
And really, that was just a silly story your father spread around.
Well, now, Bebe, have you got any more ideas? You don't mind if I call you Bebe, do you?
Oh, not at all, Patrick. I've got some ideas scribbled down in the notebook. I'll go and get them.
Well, I think that settles all the sporting events.
Yes, unless we want to have a 3-legged race.
Oh, no, Barbara, let's be practical about this. Where would we find enough people with 3 legs?
I know she's got something there.
Oh, there's just one other thing, Patrick. Suppose it rains.
Yes. Have you got any indoor entertainment lined up?
Well, we've got a band.
And you can play the piano, can't you, Bebe?
Not very well.
Well, then you're in my class. How about the two of us doing a duet?
Oh,
now, right. Now, at least we get some laughs.
All right, but we'll have to practice.
Is tomorrow night all right for you?
Oh, yes, that'll be fine.
Good. Well, I'd better be running along. If I don't get home in time for dinner, my Chinese houseboy might quit.
We can't let that happen.
No. Oh, wait just a minute. You've never met Ben, have you?
Oddly enough, I haven't.
Oh, Ben!
I'll be right there, honey.
I'd like you just to say hello to my husband before you go.
Oh, hi there. You must be Mr. Barr.
That's right, Mr. Lyon. Good heavens, you look so young.
You should have seen me when I was a baby.
This is where I get even with Billy Cotton.
What do you mean?
Well, he bet me 10 shillings you were an elderly gentleman, but he's such a practical joker, I bet him 10 shillings you weren't.
Patrick, I'm afraid you're a little confused. This is my brother, Richard.
Your brother?
Mm. Oh, hello there.
And this is my husband.
Oh, there goes my 10 shillings.
Well, very nice to know you, Mr. Barr.
Nice to know you too, Mr. Lyon.
You're a darn good sport to step in and help the women's club.
It's a pleasure. After all, what would we be without women?
Mighty scarce.
Ben, Mr. Barr, Patrick, wants me to play a piano duet with him.
Hey, that sounds like a great idea.
Mm. We'll be sitting on the same piano bench.
Good. I knew you two would get together in the end.
That reminds me. I hope Aggie doesn't forget to make some cornbread for the face.
Oh, I'll tell her, Pat.
So long, everybody.
So long. Goodbye.
Hey, he's a darn nice fellow. Well, I've got to finish reading that script. Too bad we can't get Patrick Barr for the lead.
Well, kid, now did you see how jealous he was?
Jealous? He likes the fellow.
Oh, don't be silly. His eyes were bulging with jealousy.
I didn't notice it.
Well, he was putting on an act.
He was, huh?
Of course. Couldn't you see the way he was glaring at him?
Mother, you're imagining things.
I suppose you don't think I'm attractive enough to be jealous of.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, for your information, some men prefer women of my age. Look at Marilyn Monroe.
Ma, she's only 35.
All right, so she's 3 years older than I am.
Oh, Mother, I don't know what you're driving at.
You just wait until your father sees Patrick Barr here tomorrow night. If he doesn't turn green, I'll eat my new hat.
How do you want it, fried or boiled?
Oh, Rich.
Very amusing children.
How are the Liberace twins doing?
I think we'll get some laughs.
Don't you believe him? It's going to be very good. We've been working for 2 hours.
Really? It didn't seem that long.
Now, isn't that nice?
I say, it's 6 o'clock. I'd better be on my way.
Tomorrow same time?
You bet. So long, Ben.
Oh, so long, Patrick.
Goodbye, partner.
Goodbye, partner, dear.
Well, I guess I'd better get some logs for the fire.
Oh, Ben, wait a minute.
Yes?
Well, now that he's gone, how do you feel about my working with him?
Well, I told you, honey, you couldn't have found anyone better.
Now, let's not beat around the bush, huh? If you have anything to say, say it.
I don't know what you're worrying about.
I'm not worrying. I've worked with a lot of very handsome men in my day, and they've always thought I was very attractive.
Well, why shouldn't they?
Well, Patrick Barr's no different from the rest.
Then what are you complaining about?
Nothing. What I'm trying to point out is this. There are certain disadvantages in being married to a woman like me.
You mean besides the ones I already know?
Go on and laugh. But when a man like Patrick Barr finds a woman he thinks is attractive, he doesn't waste any time. He's a go-getter.
Well, that's where I have the advantage. I'm an already gotter.
Well, remember, sometimes a go-getter can get things from an already gotter, and when he gets it, you've had it.
Honey, what's all this about?
Well, if you don't know, I'm certainly not going to tell you.
Honey, what is it?
All right, then. Let's put it this way. How would you like to be married to you?
I'd love it. Look, I'd better get some logs for the fire.
Oh, Ma.
Yes, dear?
I should think you'd be happy Pop isn't jealous.
Oh, sure. I'm the happiest woman in the world.
Say, this is serious.
Yes. We'd better have a talk with the old man. Look, Pop, I think you ought to do something about it.
Oh, don't talk silly. Your mother and I aren't kids. We love each other and we trust each other.
But she doesn't want to be trusted. She wants you to be jealous of her.
Oh, this is absolutely ridiculous. Why should your mother want me to be jealous of Patrick Barr?
Couldn't you pretend to be just a little jealous?
I wouldn't insult her.
Well, couldn't you just insult her a little?
No. And just because I trust her doesn't mean I take her for granted.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
Well, take last night. When you came home, you kissed Skeeter and patted Mother on the head.
Oh. I couldn't kiss them both at once. Besides, Skeeter was so glad to see me, he wagged his tail.
Well, Mother was glad to see you, too. I'm sure if you'd kissed her, she'd have wagged her. No, maybe not.
Now, look, I think you're both imagining things.
Oh, Barbara.
Shh. She's coming downstairs.
Oh, Barbara, I'm going to the grocer's before it closes. Do you want anything?
No, thank you, darling.
Oh, hello, sweetheart. You look very pretty tonight.
I knew if I waited long enough, my type would come back in style.
Oh, stop kidding, Ma. That's a lovely new dress you're wearing.
Yes, very pretty, darling. Where did you get it?
At Monty's department store, 3 years ago.
Well, you can't blame me for not noticing it. I always look at your face.
In other words, you can't bear to look at my figure.
Phoebe, that's ridiculous.
I know, but it's the only figure I've got.
Daddy wasn't talking about your figure, Mother.
I'm surprised he bothered to talk about me. After all, I'm just a bit of chattel.
Honey, you know that isn't true.
Oh, yes, it is. As far as you're concerned, marriage is just a word.
It's more than that. It's a sentence.
That's a fine thing to say. After all the years I've slaved for you and worked my head to the bone.
Oh, honey, can't you take a joke?
I should be able to. I married one. Well, good afternoon, everybody.
I'm going to see where she's going.
You shouldn't have kidded her about it, Pop.
Well, I thought if I could make her laugh, she'd see how ridiculous the whole thing was.
Well, congratulations. She made things a lot worse.
Mother just went out the back door.
Oh, Barbara, she's only going to the grocery. She'll be back in a few minutes.
Oh, I hope so. She was so upset, I don't think she knows what she's doing.
What do you mean?
She was carrying her hat and wearing the shopping basket.
Dear, this is all my fault.
Pop, where are you going?
Out for a walk. I want to think this thing out.
Oh, Wong.
Yes, Mr. Black?
I think I'll stay home tonight. Have you anything in the kitchen for dinner?
Honorable Chinese boy always got something in kitchen.
Chinese food? That's fine.
Me make modern Chinese dinner. Fried shrimps, fried rice, fried pork, put in mincer. Lion belly bellies fall into powder, pour on hot water, dinner lady.
What kind of a meal is that?
Instant chop suey.
For heaven's sake.
Why, you no laugh? Very funny joke in China.
Send it back there. Make me some ordinary chop suey.
You want me answer tingling?
No, you go ahead to the dinner. Me answer tingling.
Very well.
I'm coming.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Ben. Come in.
Thanks.
Sit down. Like a drink?
No, thanks. Pat, I've got a problem.
I know. How is Bebe?
Well, that's what I came to see you about.
Well, what's on your mind?
I'll come straight to the point. She's upset because I'm not jealous of you.
Well, why should you be jealous of me?
Well, you know women. I've hurt her pride, and I've got to do something about it. Look, are you doing anything tonight?
Yes, I'm staying home. Why?
Well, I thought I'd take the family to the Baccarat for dinner. You know, that's that new little club down the road.
Yes, indeed. Good food and a wonderful band.
Yeah, that's the place. Now, I know it's a lot to ask of you, but do you think you could stroll in and make a fuss of BB? You know, so I can pretend to be jealous.
You crafty old dog.
Will you?
Of course I will.
Oh, thanks a lot. You're a pal. Look, can you be at the Baccarat about 8?
Can do.
Oh, and remember, this is just between the two of us.
Naturally. See you at 8.
Right.
Wong?
Yes, Pop?
About that dinner, I'm afraid I'll be eating out tonight.
Okay. You tell me where you eat, I bring dinner.
Yes, you do that. Now, that's the back door. You better answer it.
Okay. Hello, door. That's also a very funny joke in China.
Please
to come in.
Who is it, Wong?
Oh, Patrick, I'm terribly sorry to burst in on you like this.
I'm not. Sit down, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. I hate to bother you, but we've been having a little trouble at home, and I wondered if you could help me.
Well, that all depends on what's causing the trouble.
Oh, it's the sweetest but the oldest thing in the world. It's my father.
I'm sure he's not that old.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about love.
Well, don't let me stop you.
Well, Mother, that is my mother, thinks Daddy is taking her for granted. And I thought if... Oh, gosh, I'm explaining this so badly.
No, you're not. Knowing your family as I do, it isn't difficult to read between the lines.
Huh?
That's a Chinese joke.
Oh.
Now, what do you intend to do about this problem?
Well, the quickest way to make a husband jealous is for another man to flirt with his wife.
Yes, but a man who'd flirt with a married woman would have to be a cad.
Oh, I know. That's why I thought of you.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, you're such a terrific actor. You could do it perfectly. Could you come over to the house tonight?
Well, I had planned on going over to the Baccarat.
Alone?
Yes.
Well, then I'll wheedle Daddy to take us all there.
Well, what a clever idea. You evidently have your father's brains.
Yes, but I'm a little more sneaky. Daddy wouldn't think of doing a dirty trick like this in a million years.
Oh, time marches on.
I beg your pardon.
I'll do it for you, Barbara.
Oh, you're a darling.
I know.
Easy house. Back door go knock knock, slump door go ting-a-ling, one go Chinese slackers.
Just a minute, Juan.
Me?
I'd rather not have anybody see me, so I'll slip out the back way.
All right, I'll see you out.
Oh, thanks. And Patrick, remember, this is just between the two of us.
I'll remember, Barbara.
Me come.
Good evening. Is Mr. Barr in?
Yes, he here.
Oh, good.
Come in, come in.
Thanks. Would you tell him I'd like to see him?
Me tell. Name, please?
Just say it's Richard.
Very good, Mr. Lichard.
No. Richard.
That's what me say. Lichard.
No. Now say it right. You've got to get the L out of it.
Very good. Me go.
Oh, hello, Richard.
Oh, hello, Mr. Barr. I'm going to ask you to do something crazy.
Well, go ahead. I'm getting used to it.
No, this is something really crazy. It's my mother.
You know, you lions have a very quaint way of saying things.
Well, what I mean is my mother's upset on account of my father.
Well, that's understandable.
Huh?
I mean, it's obvious. You want me to make a fuss of your mother to make your father jealous.
Boy, you catch on fast.
It wasn't difficult. How about tonight?
Well, that's pretty quick. I haven't even figured out how I'm going to do it yet.
Wait a moment. How about asking your father to take you all to that new club called the
Baccarat?
You catch on fast, too. If you can be there around 8 tonight, I'll sort of drop in casually on purpose.
Oh, that would be great. Thanks a million.
Not at all. It's what you might call killing 3 birds with 1 stone.
Daddy, isn't this a lovely club?
Yes, and the food's excellent.
Yeah, and that band is real cool.
Well, maybe they're sitting in a draft.
Richard, why do you keep looking toward the door?
I'm just going to ask you the same thing. Pop, what time is it?
5 minutes to bar. To eight. Eight.
You know, it's funny you should mention that name.
What name?
Mr. Barr. He just walked in.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, look, he's seen us. He's coming over to our table.
Well, fancy meeting you all here.
Oh, this certainly is a coincidence, Patrick. You were the last person I expected to see.
Barbara, why are you winking?
I wasn't winking, Daddy. I was just fanning my soup with my eyelashes.
Very beautiful eyelashes they are, just like your mother's.
Well, thank you.
Phoebe, I'd tell you how enchanting you look tonight, but I imagine you're bored hearing it from your husband.
No, I...
Honey, you look lovely.
Thank you, dear.
Oh, isn't that a dreamy orchestra?
It certainly is. I bet it's wonderful to dance to, eh, Bibi?
I wouldn't know. I haven't danced this evening.
You mean Ben hasn't asked you?
No, but he will. He's waiting for them to play the Charleston.
Well, then. While you're waiting, Ben, do you mind if I dance with your fascinating wife?
How
about it, Bibi?
Oh, I'd love to. See you later, family.
You know, Bibi, I've never seen you looking lovelier. You're really a sight to behold.
Isn't he a fabulous dancer?
Yeah. Too bad he's so tired.
He didn't look tired to me.
Well, he must be. Look at the way he's resting his head against Ma's.
Well, if he wants rest, I'll give him some.
Why, Daddy? What are you going to do?
I'm going to punch him right on his big, silly nose.
Now, Hawk,
let go of my arm.
Oh, look. Before somebody gets hurt, I may as well tell you I asked Mr. Barr to come here to make you jealous.
You did. I asked him the same thing.
Huh?
Well, that makes 3 of us.
Oh, no. Well, you have to admit he's giving a wonderful performance.
I don't mind a performance, but he's trying for an Academy Award.
Hey, look, they're dancing over this way.
Oh, Patrick, you mustn't say things like that. I'm just an ordinary housewife. Why are you staring at me like that?
I was looking at your eyes. Do they bother you?
No.
That's funny. They bother me.
That does it. I don't like the way you're dancing with my wife.
I do.
I'll bet you do. Now, let her go.
Now, Ben, you're making a scene, dear.
You haven't seen anything yet.
Oh, go and sit down.
You're the one who's going to sit down.
Daddy, keep your voice down. People are staring at us.
Good. They'd better take a good look at this poor man's Don Juan before I punch him on the nose.
One more remark like that, and you'll be the one who'll get punched on the nose.
Big talk. I'd like to see you do it.
Pop, for Pete's sake.
Don't worry, Richard. He wouldn't dare punch me on the nose. He's afraid of me.
All right, you asked for this.
Oh, my eye.
Sorry, son.
Oh, my eye.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you men ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Good morning, Aggie.
Morning, Miss Barbara.
Did you hear about the terrible fight Daddy and Mr. Barr had last night?
Aye, your mother's been bragging about it all morning.
You mean she's happy?
Happy? She's purring like a basket full of kittens. Well, I must away and make some coffee.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
Hi, Rich. How do you feel this morning?
Oh, I feel fine, but as far as my eye's concerned, the outlook is black.
Here, let me see. Oh, brother, you've got a beaut. You ought to put some raw steak on it.
Oh, I'm going to. Ma's in the kitchen getting me some.
Good. Didn't Daddy and Mr. Barr put up a wonderful act last night?
Yes, a little too good. Wait until you see the shiners they've got.
You mean Patrick's here this morning?
Yes, he and Pop are in the den now, comparing eyelids.
Here's a steak for your eyes.
Oh, thanks. Now, this ought to, Ma!
What's the matter, dear?
You weren't supposed to cook it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so happy this morning, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I'm glad you're back to normal.
Yes, the green-eyed monster has finally raised his ugly head.
That means Daddy's jealous of other men, I gather.
No, he's jealous of the ones I gather.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, could I see you a minute?
Oh, yes, Aggie, I'll be right there.
I've never seen Mother so happy.
Oh, Patrick, how about a cup of coffee?
No, thanks, Ben.
How's the eye, Daddy?
Well, Dr. Harrison said it would be fine in a couple of days.
Good. How about yours, Patrick?
Oh, he said I could take the bandage off in a week.
He said it would take me 2 weeks.
Well, Richard, you know what always happens to the fellow who tries to stop a fight?
Yeah, I found out.
Oh, Ben.
Yes, darling?
I've got to get this bill straightened out. Is it all right if I talk to the milkman?
Yes, as long as Aggie chaperones you.
All right, dear.
Say, if you're going that far, Daddy, you can't very well let Mother do that piano duet.
She isn't. I'm playing the piano, and we three fellas are singing a song instead. Go ahead, Ben.
Three lovely black eyes. Oh, what a surprise. Only for telling a guy he was wrong. Three lovely black.
Danielson, Ben Lyon, with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Molly Weir, Wilfred Dambridge, and Patrick Barr. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block and B.B. Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.